I'm David Fettes, the Provost of Christian Leaders Institute, and I'm here with Dr. Ed Rules, the author of the Christian Basics curriculum that we're using in a particular course titled Christian Basics. Welcome, Dr. Rules.
Thank you very much. It's a delight for me to be here.
We are excited about the Christian Basics course, and we are so thankful that you're willing to share that with our students at Christian Leaders Institute. Mm-hmm. There's a kind of an interesting history behind how you wrote the Christian Basics book that we're using in the course. Would you tell us just a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, you know, David, I had written what I would call the precursor of this course a long time ago. I was ministering to people in Africa, and, you know, this course of simple Christian basics sort of covered the field, and I thought, you know, might be helpful for them. Mm-hmm. And the organization I was with at the time said, you know, we want to translate this into various other languages because we think it's simple but direct and helpful and biblically based. So a couple of years ago, when I was serving in India, a group there had been blessed by God in a marvelous way. They had thousands of baptisms for people who had come from Hinduism or other backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But they knew very, very little about the Bible. And so the director of the organization said, could you prepare something that might make it possible for people in a systematic but simple way of understanding what the Bible says? So I went back to that previous course that I had written. It really wasn't a course then, just some teachings. And I thought, this might be a good foundation. So he asked me if I could possibly prepare something for their people who really didn't know much about Jesus or the Bible or the Christian history or the Christian doctrines. And so I said, you know, I think I can build on what I'd done before. And I started that. But this time I added a lot more scriptures. And I also added questions and the kind of thing that I thought maybe this would be helpful for people who don't really understand what Christianity is all about. Right. So we started out the first chapter in the Bible. Why is the Bible considered such an important book? We worked off that to saying, now, what does the Bible teach? And again, with some simple truths to people who've always been in the church or known Jesus for a long time. But if they didn't, here was an attempt to make a systematic approach to the fundamental teachings of the Scriptures and to put them in a way that they could be used by many organizations. Because there are many Christians who don't agree on everything in the Bible. So it's not written from the point trying to push this or that specific church or that specific doctrine. But I think it's the kind of thing that gives somebody an overall view of what the Bible is teaching in a practical way, systematic way, and founded solidly on what the Scriptures teach. So that it's not just, well, here's an idea that this church has, but it grows out of what Jesus said, what the Bible says, what God teaches in His Word. And that's what this course is all about.
Yeah, well, what we call sometimes the historic Christian faith, what the Bible has always taught and what most Christians most of the time have heard the Bible saying. You're not trying to pick out the one thing Christians have disagreed or bickered about. You want to, first of all, just get across what's Christianity, what just about all Christians have heard the Bible saying throughout these centuries.
Yeah, and I know that for some people this would be a very elementary course because it's basic, it's fundamental. They know the fundamentals. And yet, even for these people to be able to share with those who don't know Christ, who haven't had the Bible in their history very much, to be able to say, hey, here's one possible way of going through the Scriptures, trying to understand it, apply it to your life, and to share it with others.
Well, I obviously agree with you that it's worth studying not just by a person who's not yet a Christian or a brand new Christian, but a long-time believer. Because some long-time believers say, well, I know that. And my answer will be, well, can you show me where in the Bible you got that idea from? If they can't, then it's worth taking this course because it'll show you some places in the Bible. There are others who perhaps may know how to explain things at a very high and complex level, but have never mastered the art of simplicity. You're a person with a doctorate degree and have been president of a Bible college, and you're trying to explain things at a very simple, basic level for new believers or non-believers in India and Africa initially. So there is tremendous value in having somebody who knows his stuff and yet is trying to be very clear and basic in presenting it.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful way of putting it, and that's what we've tried to do.
Well, I'm very grateful, Dr. Rules, and, you know, again, just a reminder to students, this is not prepared just for people in one locale or another. It started out with a ministry in Africa. It got its kind of second version while working on communicating the Bible to people in India, and I find it works pretty well for people here in North America as well. So thanks
so
much for your work.
Thank you very much.